Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Perek Hei, Mishnah Beis. Shiboyla Shebekotzer. Imagine there's one stalk of grain. Somehow, whoever was cutting missed it, and it was left standing all alone. And it's left in a part of the field that was cut already. Let's remember that the mitzvah of Shikha means, if you forgot, either a bundle or even standing tour. You have to leave it for the poor people. But here there's only one stalk of grain. Now, it's near part of the field that was not cut yet. As a matter of fact, it's so near that v'roisha, its tip, magia l'kamer, if you'll bend it, it'll actually reach part of the standing tour that is still standing that was not cut yet. So the halacha is as follows. Im nikzeres imakamer. If this one stalk of tour, this one like stick of tour, if it was close enough to the part of the field that wasn't cut yet, so I can take hold of it together with the standing tour when I cut it. I want to remind you how they cut tour. You grab it with one hand. With the other hand, you swing the magel, the special cutting tool. So this is close enough. So it has to be a little bit more than just the tip, but it's close enough that I can grab the standing tour of the part of the field that I didn't cut yet, plus this one leftover tool from the part of the field that I did cut yet, and I can hold it together. If that's the case, again, im nikzeres im hakama, if the stalk of tour that I forgot to cut is close enough to the uncut part of the field that I can hold on to together and cut it together, harei shebal habayis, then it belongs to the bal habayis. Ve'im lav, if I can't cut it together, then harei shel aniyim, it belongs to the poor. In other words, this is shikha. You fulfill the mitzvah of shikha. Now the Mishnah goes on to something else altogether. So basically, what did we learn till now? We learned that if you left one piece of tour on a field that you cut, if the tip can reach the standing grain and you can harvest it together, so it's not shikha, belongs to the bal habayis. If you can't, then you have to leave it for the poor people. Now the Mishnah tells us weiter as follows. We're getting back to leket over here. Shiboyla shel leket, I have a single stalk of leket, shenesar v'begodesh. The aniyim didn't get a chance to collect it, and it got mixed up into a pile of tua that is not leket. The problem is miser. Miser? Yes, miser. Leket is potter on miser. Now, if I'm going to say, there was a stalk here that belonged to the aniyim, okay, so who cares if it got mixed up? I'll just take out one stalk of tua from the pile and say, here, Rabbani, take it, b'tshuaschein, enjoy it. Not so simple. Being that I don't know that I'm giving him the pile of leket, as a matter of fact, the chances are I'm not. The tua that I'm giving him is mechuyav v'maisrus. The ani will have to take off maisrus. So you're not giving him what he really deserves, because he really should have gotten leket that he does not have to take maisrus from. So therefore, says the Mishnah, Shiboyla shel leket, if you have a single stalk of leket that the ani didn't get yet, shenis arva that got mixed up by Godish in the pile of tefua that's not leket, don't just give him back one stalk from the pile. Rather, ma'iser shiboyla sachas, the farmer has to separate ma'iser from one of the stalks, b'noisele, and then give it to him. Now he has to know what to do, the Batanura explains. He takes two stalks of tefua from the pile, and he has to say as follows. If this is leket, fine. I'm giving it to the ani. If it's not leket, so I'm holding here another stalk of tefua, and I'm setting aside part of this other tefua as miser for this tefua that I'm giving to the poor person. So what the ani gets for sure doesn't have to take off miseris. Either it's leket that doesn't need miser, or it's tefua that miser was separated for it, but it came from a different source. So the ani is not losing anything. Says the Batanura, the Yerushalmi asks this kasha. Any one of these stalks of tefua could be leket. Well, maybe if I pick up two stalks of tefua and I say one is for the ani, if it's leket, fine. If it's not, I'm taking miser from this other one for that one. What if the other one is the leket? Say I'm holding one stalk of tefua in my right hand, one stalk of tefua in my left hand. I'm giving the right one to the ani, And again, I'm saying if it's leket, fine, take it. If it's not, then I'm taking meiser from the one on my left to fix the one on my right. But what if the one on your left is leket? Leket is patur and meiser. And you can't separate meiser min haptur alachiyah from something that's patur and meiser. There's something that's chayiv in meiser. So therefore the Yerushalmi says, really? He's going to have to take a third stalk. And he's going to say as follows. And just to make it a little bit more simple, let's illustrate it. He's holding one in his right, one in his left, so one is on the table now. Or his friend's holding the third one. So he says, if the first one is leket, fine, here it is. If the first one is not leket, I'm taking myself from the second one to fix the first one. Here, take the one on the right. But just in case the second one was the leket, so I can't take meiser from it, so I'm also taking meiser from a third one, the one that's on the table, to cover the first one, just in case the second one was leket. Rabbi Eliezer says, this is not going to work. I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Basically what Rabbi Eliezer is saying, and then we'll soon teach the words. If an ani picks up leket, and he wants to give it back to the balabas or make an exchange, he can do that. But no ani got this leket yet. So what am I saying? Me, the farmer. If this is leket, fine. If it's not, I'm giving you another piece instead of this. If he never got it yet, he can't exchange it. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, v'chi hecha ani azeh. How can this ani that's getting the one in my right hand, machlif davar, how can he exchange the leket that's due to him with the one that he's getting, if shalei ba b'reshusa, if he never got the leket to start with? The farmer decides, here, I'm taking this back, and I'm giving this instead. He has no one to take it back from. No ani got it yet. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer, so you're telling me I have a problem. I can't exchange the leket for something else unless an ani is giving me his leket and no ani got it yet. But what do I do? These are the facts on the ground. There's a piece of leket that's in this pile. Rather, what you're going to have to do is mizaka es ha'ani b'chalagot. You're going to have to give over, like, the ownership of the whole stack of tvua to the poor person. So the ani will make some type of a kinyan in the gadish. And now the whole gadish belongs to the ani, including the piece of leket that's inside. Now that the ani already owned the leket, he can return everything, the whole stack, to the Baal HaSada. And now the Baal HaSada can do what we said before. He can take out one stalk, and he'll do everything we were told he should do beforehand. He's going to say, if this is leket, fine, just take it. If it's not, I'm taking maestres from another piece of tour for this. So I'm giving you a whole thing, you don't have to take off any maestres. And just in case the second one was the leket, so I'm taking it from a third one on the first. But you can't do this, says Rabbi Eliezer, until you first give the ani the leket, and being I don't know which leket it is, I have to first give him the whole stack of tula. Now, who says this ani is going to be erlach and give him back the stack of tula? Maybe the ani will say, oh, you gave me the whole stack of tula? Fine, I'm bringing a wagon, and I'm taking it home, and I'm inviting my friends for lunch. Who says I have to give it back to you? And the answer is he's giving him, you may remember this in Masechet Sukkah, what's called a matana amanas lahachzer. I'm giving you the whole gadish, but on the condition that you return it. I'm only giving it to you to make sure you have the leket so I can make the exchange. So let me ask you, what about the first sheet that said you don't have to do this? How does a taka work? How can he go straight to picking up his three pieces and doing what he's supposed to do, and that is, here, if this is leket, it's yours. If it's not, take this in exchange. How can you exchange it if he never had it yet? So the first Tana holds, the Tana Kama that argues with Rabbi Eliezer, they say it's automatic. Chazal can do this. They can take something from one person and give it to someone else. So Chazal are saying it's as if the piece of leket automatically goes over to the poor person. He has it already. I'd love to just give it to him. I don't know which one it is. So now I'm gonna make the exchange. Now I'm going to pick it up and say, if this is the leket, fine. If not, take this instead. But it's not necessary to give him over the whole stack with a matana manas lahachzir, according to the Chachamim, that happens automatically. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah. First, we had a lone shibayles. Forgot to cut it. But its tip reaches part of the standing tour that was not cut yet, from a part of the field that was not cut yet, and you can grasp it and cut it together, then it's not shikha. If you can't do that, and it is shikha, you have to leave it for the ani. Then the second case of the Mishnah was where we had a shibayles of leket that got mixed up in a stack. I don't know which one is the leket, so I'd love to just take one stalk of tour, one shibayles, and say, here it is. Problem is, that being that if it's not the leket, and probably isn't, because most of the gardish is not leket, the ani will have to take off maisers. He's not getting his full leket. Normally, leket is pater on maisers. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to, basically, as we explained at the end, take three stalks of tour. I'm going to take the first one and say, here, Reb Ani, this is yours. And here's the deal. If it's leket, fine, just take it. If it's not leket, then I'm taking maisres off the second one for the first one. So now you don't have to worry, maisres were taken. Just in case the second one that I took it from is the real leket, you can't take maisres from that, because you can't take maisres from something that's potter on maisres. So I have a third one, and I say, just in case the second one is leket, so the maisres comes from here. Rabbi Eliezer has a problem. He says, Lemaisa, you're making an exchange with the ani. But you can't make an exchange with the ani if the ani never got it. What gives you a right to exchange the leket for something else if the ani never had it to give it to you to exchange? So according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to first give him the whole stack of tefillah, which includes the leket. Now we know for sure the ani had the leket. You're going to give it to him as a matan al manas lahachzir, which means he has to return everything but that. But for now, he has everything. Once he has everything, then you can say, okay, now we're going to make an exchange. I'm picking one up. It may be leket. It may not be the leket one. If it's the leket, fine. If it's not, once again, one final time, then I'm taking maaser off the second one for this one, so you get your whole piece of tefillah as if it was leket without having to take off maaseres. And just in case the second one was leket, so I can't take maaseres from it, if that's the case, then the maaseres will come from a third piece for the first one. So the ani is guaranteed his piece of tefillah, full piece of tefillah that he does not have to take maaseres off from.